Wrangell and Petersburg are running their diesel generators about 14 hours each day as of last Saturday, and there's no end in sight. The Southeast Alaska Power Agency asked these communities to supplement their hydropower as Tyee Lake's reservoir level is hovering around just 3 feet above its reserve levels. On its own, that could supply less than a week of power to Wrangell and Petersburg. Swan Lake, which is also running at extremely low levels, supplies much of Ketchikan's power. Ketchikan has already been burning a lot of diesel, so much so that Ketchikan officials are worried they might not be able to keep the lights on.
We see us continuing an extended diesel run for the foreseeable future, where we're at.
That's Carl Amelon speaking at a SEPA meeting this week. Amelon is a SEPA board member and Ketchikan city manager. The scarcity of hydropower is due to dry weather. Summer, fall, and winter have each had unusually dry bouts. But SEPA board members have concerns that the hydropower distribution has been mismanaged. Ketchikan bought power from Tyee Lake in the summer, and SEPA recently asked the city to pay back for that use. Here's Amelon again.
Now, we've been trying to ship power to the northern communities, and we're willing to continue making that good faith effort as long as we're not putting our ratepayers at risk. And that's the bottom line for me.
The repayment is to help Wrangell and Petersburg during the dry, cold winter. But Amelon says Ketchikan is going through the same weather, with even more energy demands.
When the power was sold to Ketchikan in the summer months, the water was available. We're being asked to try to pay it back when the water isn't available.
Amelon also mentioned that running that much diesel could reach EPA air quality limits. Each community is balancing its own burden versus their neighbor's burden. All of SEPA's board members are also city officials in the three Southeast communities, and their own constituents are their priority. SEPA board member and Wrangell city manager Lisa Von Bargen was sympathetic to Ketchikan's plight.
From Wrangell's perspective, we have no interest in putting Ketchikan in a situation where you are feeling vulnerable, that you are not going to be able to provide power to your ratepayers.
But she doesn't want to dip into Tyee's reserves.
We are getting ready to go into, as I understand it, what is the driest time of the year. What if we don't get any appreciable water in the next couple of months and we've drawn the lakes down? Then all of us have nothing.
Petersburg and Wrangell officials have floated the idea of SEPA paying for the city's diesel's cost, which is much more expensive than using hydropower. It's unclear what electricity rates will look like for consumers until SEPA decides whether it will help with those burn costs. SEPA is pivoting almost daily on how to manage the hydropower it does have. At a meeting Monday, Ketchikan officials said they wanted to dip 2 feet deep into Swan Lake's reserves. The board approved that measure. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.